Welcome to episode 8 of Business English Made Easy. I'm your host, Victoria, and today we're going to add some flair to the way we express our preferences in a business context. Saying I like is fine, but there are many other ways to express what you enjoy or prefer, especially in a professional setting. Let's expand your vocabulary to show enthusiasm, appreciation, and interest more vividly. And as always, check out the worksheet by visiting lvlinguistics.be/episode8. One common phrase is I enjoy. Use this when you want to express pleasure in doing something. For instance, I enjoy collaborating with diverse teams. Next, I appreciate is perfect for showing gratitude or recognizing something's value. In a meeting, you might say, I appreciate your insights on this project. It's a respectful way to acknowledge someone's contribution. If you have a strong liking for something, try I'm fond of. For example, I'm fond of innovative marketing strategies. It suggests a personal inclination or leaning toward something. For a stronger emotion, I adore is great. It implies a deep admiration. In business, you could say, I adore working on challenging projects. If you're really into something, saying I'm into is perfect. It's casual and shows interest or hobby-like enthusiasm. I'm into digital marketing lately is a way to express your current interests. For expressing preference, I prefer is straightforward. I prefer face-to-face meetings over emails. It clearly states your choice. For a slightly whimsical or lighthearted tone, use I fancy. It's not very formal, so it's best used in casual business conversations. I fancy a creative approach to problem solving. When you greatly respect or look up to something or someone, I admire is your go-to phrase. For example, I admire our CEO's leadership style. It indicates respect and high regard. For a keen interest or enthusiasm, I'm keen on fits well. It shows you are enthusiastic about something. I'm keen on learning about new technologies. If you have a strong but reasoned preference, I'm partial to can be used. It's a formal way to say you favor one thing over others. I'm partial to data-driven decision-making. For expressing strong active interest, I'm enthusiastic about is ideal. It conveys energy and excitement. I'm enthusiastic about the new product launch. For indicating that something draws your attention, use I'm drawn to. It's a way to say that something attracts you. I'm drawn to innovative business solutions. To express a general interest or curiosity, I'm interested in is a good choice. I'm interested in expanding our market reach. If you savor or greatly enjoy an experience, relish is your word. I relish the challenges of managing a team. For expressing a deeper, more thoughtful enjoyment, I cherish works well. It's more personal and profound. I cherish the lessons I learned from my mentors. In a business context, showing passion can be powerful. Saying I'm passionate about does just that. I'm passionate about delivering excellence in customer service. Lastly, I'm pleased with is great for expressing satisfaction, especially with results or outcomes. I'm pleased with the team's performance this quarter. Remember, the way you express your preferences can add depth to your communication and help you connect more effectively with your colleagues and clients. To download a PDF with all the words we learned today and for some practice exercises, head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode8. That's all for today. Stay curious and keep learning. Goodbye.